In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, would you like to play a game? This time, the Cubs play some online games from the You Don't Know Jack series. It's Trivia Hijinks and Quick Quips as COL 365 starts now.
Ready. Global wasn't letting me see.
It's May 15, 2016. I'm Jeff. This is not loading as fast as I want to do.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
Everybody dance now!
Come on, Damon. It's your turn.
Oh, I'm Damon. I thought I was waiting for the music. Normally there's music.
Oh, you didn't hear
it? I'm Damon. Oh. Hi.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Okay.
Wow.
It's not playing properly.
One of the top five worst openings of COL ever.
Anyways, welcome to the Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of a Determined
What?
Episode number 365. Attempt 2 at some game time.
There we go.
But we're going to have a video on YouTube, so if you're listening to this on audio, you can pop over to youtube.com/CubsOutLoud or just CubsOutLoud.com. We should be right there in the show note posts. And hey, we're going to play a couple games.
Yeah.
How's that sound? I'm going to just chill out.
Sounds fantastic.
We're going to try.
Yes. We're going to play some games.
The last time we tried this was okay. It was just we were missing some audio.
Because someone had their mic muted, maybe? Possibly?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of new to this streaming thing.
It's okay.
Let's get to
it's all good.
Could it be Satan?
Satan?
Okay, church lady.
Alright, so we got the Jackbox Party Pack. And we're going to play some You Don't Know Jack!
Woohoo!
If you were here with live with
start
us,
of game activation is live and ready!
We are going to do multiplayer for mobile devices.
Okay, we're on!
Actually,
okay, everybody, if you're not
if
sure
you
what to do right now,
live,
maybe just
you follow
with
me
knob,
on Twitch at twitch.tv/RuneGem. WYNDGM, and you can get notifications when we go live. Or when I go live, at least. So it's not as easy. So in order to join a game, you go to jackbox.tv, enter a room code. This time it's OYDN. Put in a name, whatever you want. When we hit play,
no matter who you are, you have dreams.
Really?
I want to
really?
Be an astronaut.
What?
I want to be a doctor.
A dinosaur.
And no
Angie's Ice Creamery
about.
Wants to hear them. Come
no
into
idea
any
at all.
Angie's to tell us your dream, and oh. You'll get a dreamsicle absolutely free.
I want to be a teacher.
Here's a free dreamsicle.
I want to be a surfer.
Here's a free dreamsicle.
I want to be best friends with a horse.
Here's a free dreamsicle.
Is this where we tell the dreams?
All right.
It sure
that
is.
What?
Hi, I'm Cookie Masterson, and anybody know how long you have to cook a chupacabra? Boy, you know what's odd? You all look like the middle child. Everybody's got their screws. You can force another player to answer immediately by hitting your screw button. If they miss it, you win extra bonus dollars. And the wrong answer of the game is brought to you by
Teen Sasquatch, a new drama on the Angst Network. He's mysterious, he's elusive, and he drives the girls wild. Like him. Mondays at 8.
Pick the wrong answer associated with our sponsor to win a fabulous prize and big cash. All right, here we go.
Get ready, time for fashion.
Run! First on the docket, not so smart Alec. What is Alec Baldwin most likely to scream at a dude with a camera who works as part of the paparazzi? F*** you, you f***ing paparazza! I'll f*** you in the ass, evil paparazzo! Get f***ed with the f***ing paparazzi! Or I'll break your f***ing camera with my f***ing paparazzas! Player 3. And there I thought I saw my ventriloquist dummy Billy O'Brien again. I've been having visions of him just showing up at the most...
In Otter Toon Tines!
Ha! Ah!
One's made of skin, one's made of wood, so... Who's the dummy?
Not me!
It really is you!
It's always me, you dunny!
I was hoping you were just a mirage.
And they're...
That's just sinking to their level. Coming up next, Drake a leg. Ah, oh my god, for a second there I thought I saw my ventriloquist dummy Billy O'Brien again. I've been having visions of him just showing up at the most...
In Otter Toon Tines.
Ah!
One's made of skin, one's made of wood, so who's the dummy?
Not me.
It really is you.
It's always me, you dunny.
I was hoping you were just a mirage.
A mirage? That we're not in a desert. Oh, speaking of which, where would you be if you saw me as a mirage in the Gobi Desert? Pakistan, Mongolia, Peru, or Mexico?
Player 3, the time is now. Player 2.
What are you, drunk on margaritas?
Player 1. Yes, the Gobi Desert is in China and Mongolia. Just don't sneak up on me anymore, Billy.
Okay, no trottling. Someday I'm gonna murder you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing, I didn't say anything.
I'm not okay.
Wow.
Bucker up for shacking up. Where should a large shacko be worn on Shaq O'Neal? His extra large ears, his big feet, his large head, or his massive hands? Players 1 and 2. Interesting choice. Player 3. Shackos are a military-style hat with a large feather in the front, often worn by marching band leaders. It would be the most ridiculous thing he's worn since Kazam.
Are you guys all good now?
Huh. Here's one for you. Russian ladies looking for young men. And stop the train, it's a diss or dat. Player 2? Yikes, your score could use a hand. Why don't you play this diss or dat and see if it helps? I am going to list off 7 things. And for each one, I want you to tell me if it's... something that happens to Anna Karenina in Tolstoy's classic novel, Anna Karenina, or... a Justin Timberlake song.
God.
If it's Anna Karenina, press the X button. If it's Justin Timberlake, press the B button. Now, I need the rest of you to pay attention.
Sorry, Jeff.
Lock in your answers before Player 2 does, and if Player 2 gets it wrong, I'll split that cash among everyone who got it right. We good? Here we go. Adultery. Childbirth. Murder. Amnesia. Suicide. Future sex. Nothing else. Apparently you don't know the classics. And you don't know much about Anna Karenina either. I keep meaning to reread Anna Karenina, but I've been waiting for a time when I really want to fall into a deep, deep depression. And now, would he or wouldn't he? What would it mean if Woody Allen were an alleged pedorthist? He's been accused of touching shoes, he's been accused of touching grapes, he's been accused of touching bugs, or he's been accused of touching feces. Player three, time's running out. Players one, two, and three. A pedorthist is a doctor or healthcare professional who focuses on feet, especially shoes and inserts that can help with pain relief. And look, I'm not saying he's a shoe doctor, and I'm not saying he's not a shoe doctor, but the one thing we can all agree on is that The Curse of the Jade Scorpion was a terrible movie. That about does it for round one. And player one. Player two. Player one. As a general rule, the bigger the dog, the Coming up, pup all night. Considering their lifespans, which dog from the first Puppy Bowl would be the least likely to be alive to watch Puppy Bowl 11? That adorable poodle puppy, that adorable Great Dane puppy, that adorable dachshund puppy, or that adorable pug puppy? Player three, come on! Player two. Player one. As a general rule, the bigger the dog, the shorter the lifespan. So the Great Dane, with a life expectancy of about 7 years, is, probably not going to make it.
Yay.
Ooh, we're going to get some angry posts on our Facebook page about this question, I can tell. But it's not my fault. We live in a world where horrible things happen.
Question seven.
Take a good look at beautiful millionaires are just so relatable. Say the incredibly down-to-earth Jennifer Lawrence decides to go skydiving. If on her way down to Earth she reaches terminal velocity, what down-to-earth thing might you hear her say? Wowzer, I could not be going down to Earth any faster. Aw, man, I'm going down to Earth slower every second. Lol, I broke the sound barrier on my way down to Earth. Or, cool beans, I'm actually now going away from Earth. Player three, hello! Players one and two. A falling object or adorable movie star that has reached its terminal velocity will not speed up anymore on its descent before hitting the ground. It's falling as fast as it can. But even if she fell to her death, I bet Jennifer Lawrence would leave the most adorable crater.
Follow me down to the sea.
Here we have Kangaroo, Peanut, Albert Einstein, or Uranus?
What the fuck?
Kangaroo, Peanut, Albert Einstein,
Yo!
Or Uranus?
Closely associated with Miranda and Ariel. Kangaroo, Peanut, Albert Einstein, or Uranus? Player three, the clock's running. Players one and two. Miranda and Ariel are two of the larger moons of Uranus. And you can't have moons without Uranus.
Another one.
Hey, we were supposed to have a tuba there to accentuate the butt joke. Where's the tuba guy?
He was in a car accident on the way over, Cookie. He's dead.
Hey, trombone guy made it! This one's called I Caramba! I'm a cold-blooded killer!
Say Bart Simpson decides to start going around attacking authority figures with his slingshot. If it turns out like the story of David and Goliath, what might happen? Principal Skinner will die after getting shot in the forehead. Chief Wiggum will die after getting shot in the gut. Mayor Quimby will die after getting shot in the heart.
Players 1, 2, and 3.
David slays Goliath after slinging a stone into the middle of the giant's forehead. So that's how Principal Skinner might meet his untimely demise as well. But it really wouldn't be that much of a loss. Springfield is literally crawling with people who sound exactly like him. And on its way, I'm gonna need 2 oceans of calamine lotion stat. If the 80s hairband Poison were like poison ivy, what part of them would give people a rash? The fumes from their hairspray, the oil in their makeup, the silk on their rockin' clothes, or the ink in their tattoos?
Players 1, 2, and 3.
Coming in contact with the oil on a poison ivy plant is what causes the skin to break out in a rash. So if the band Poison were similar, it would probably be best not to touch their oily makeup. In fact, it's probably best not to touch any part of the band Poison. You have no idea where they've been for the past 25 years.
Okay.
Now it's time for the job.
Step right up to the Jack Attack. When you see 2 clues that match, press your A button. 2,000 if you're right. But if you're wrong, you lose 2,000. And most importantly,
remember the clue.
It's gotta be a match that fits this clue. Climb time. What did these guys climb? Good luck.
Jack the Giant Slayer. King Kong. Man, he destroyed that.
Yeah. It's not timing out on me this time.
Player 1 with the win!
21,000.
You know, Player 1, that win was like a school bus. Clunky and slow, but it still got you there. And from the looks of Players 2 and 3, we're sitting in the back where it's really bumpy. So remember...
Hey, kids. Are your parents out
there? Yeah, I won.
Good. Because I want to talk to you about CandyForGold.com. At CandyForGold.com, we take all your parents' boring.
Fuck my damn demon. There we go.
Well. Can't you be, like... You know, you could just use your real name there. You don't have to put in a user ID.
Whatever.
I like my other identity.
Yeah.
And now, relax and right. Download Dog.
Oh, what's wrong?
FYD.
Fuck you, demon. Anyways.
Thanks. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And yes, I am welcome writing that as a tag. Ha ha ha.
I hate to toot my own right. horn, but.
Oops, here we go. That wasn't mine.
I want here French toast.
Why do you want French toast?
I don't know. It just hit me.
Suddenly,
and I don't
French
like
toast.
French toast a lot. But
it just seems kind of random.
It was random. I was thinking about how I'm hungry and then I want something to eat, and I was like, well, what do I want? And then weirdly, I was like, oh, I feel chilly. I want something comforting. I want French toast.
What about pancakes? Waffles?
No, I'm not a big pancake fan. Pancakes are basically just like, you know, lead. In a bread, lead in a bread form. You ingest it and then it just like sits there and then, yeah, no. Not a good thing for me.
My wrong answers are
conversation.
Wrong answers are brought by Kale Mart, so watch for that.
Kale Mart.
Okay, let's see what happens.
I guess.
Kale is a leafy vegetable.
Yeah, I figured.
To get things rolling, male enhancement.
Male enhancement.
Nice.
Just taking a moment to open my mail. Something I like to do every couple years. Probably should have paid that. An old Christmas card. Well, let's see.
No, an old Christmas card.
Well, I was probably talking about that.
Here for the whole family. Junior learned to drive, mom changed jobs, and dad started a drug empire cooking and selling high quality methamphetamine.
Okay. Oh, see, I wonder what this is about.
Family is this Christmas card from?
Oh, Greens, crap.
The Browns, the Blacks.
Oh.
The I knew this right off the bat.
Oh.
I'm guessing, and I don't watch this TV show.
Players 2 and 3? Why, yes, this card is from Walter and Skyler White and their son Walt Jr. from the show Breaking Bad.
Yay.
Yay. Breaking Later Bad, on. Right?
Well, looks like you're
right?
not getting the green this
yeah.
time.
So you got the. Okay. You must have had the show right. You just didn't know. Oh!
But
what
I
was the wrong answer in the game?
Fuck you!
Right off the bat.
Enjoy a piping hot cup of kale in the morning.
Well, how about that?
Everybody's talking about it eating, and you can't escape it, so you might as well
fucking
just put
son
in
of a
your
bitch.
Fucking coffee.
Oh, look at
this
that.
Answer of the game is
what just happened there?
4,000 fucking. Oh. Hell with you. I'm leaving the game. Bye.
Wow.
It was on the first question, even.
Coming up next.
First question.
Positive
there you
feedback.
Go. Well.
Positive feedback.
What might you hear from a kingfisher that's fishing for compliments? So, did anybody notice I just got my scales waxed? So, did you guys see I'm wearing my fur differently? So, how does everyone like my new gill tattoo? Or, isn't anybody gonna mention my new feather do?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Layer 2, watch that clock.
Oh, I'm number 2 now. That's why.
Yes.
A kingfisher is a type of bird. You know, those things
you
with
got
feathers.
In before Jeff did. Oh, you're now number 2.
Wow, talk about a needy, insecure bird. Oh my god, it's been 15 minutes. Somebody tell me I'm handsome. Interns, somebody tell me I'm handsome.
You're handsome, sir.
So handsome, Mr. Masterson.
Ah, let's never cut it that close again.
I don't get this one at all.
What's the X button? If it was said by Vladimir Putin, press the B button.
I can't hear anything either.
The rest of you ought to pay attention. Lock in your answers before player two.
We'll just work
does,
with it.
And if player two
just
gets
go with
it
the
wrong,
flow.
I'll split that cash among
you. We'll quit Blash. It'll make it easier next.
Alrighty then. Here
and
it comes.
It'll show up on the screen.
I do like Britney Spears. I think she's cute. I go to the gym. Something said by legendary pop
I can't
star
hear
Elton John,
anything.
Or
that's
something
Elton
said
John.
By Russian Prime Minister
or
Vladimir
Putin.
Putin. If it was said by Elton John, press the X button. If it was said by Vladimir Putin, press the beep
button. I can't hear anything either.
The rest of you ought to pay attention. Lock in your answers before player
we'll just work with it. Just go with the flow.
I'll split that cash among
we'll quit Blash. It'll make it easier next.
Alrighty then, here
and
it comes.
It'll show up on the screen.
I do like Britney Spears. I think she's cute. I go to the gym. I swim daily. I myself know some people who are gay. I think happiness is love. I collect emotions. In America, I'd definitely be a Democrat. I'm deploying troops to your
store. I didn't even get to answer the last one. Screw you, game.
You only had so many seconds left, so...
Oh, well, I can't see the seconds,
look,
though. Where's the timer?
It was in
the
upper
right.
Trust Elton John's song, the
oh, well,
life.
I can't see because
your philosophy that says this.
Our face no
matter what
there.
Happens,
yeah,
you can rest
they're
assured
covering
that one day, Vladimir will be eaten by a lion.
You should be able to change the view so that it doesn't dynamically change. You can select who you want.
Full
up.
Yeah, but then I can't see the screen.
I hunger for love.
Yeah, you select
if
the screen.
I can see everything.
If you don't have it in dynamic.
Brought something different to the relationship. Which of these arrangements would actually result in Katniss catching fire? Katniss brings air, Peeta brings friction, and Gale brings... Layer 3, where's that screw going?
Oh.
Layer 2, you've been screwed.
Oh, no! I screwed the wrong person!
Oh
shit, I'm sorry,
damn,
Gary!
That time just flew by.
Why would you screw either of us?
Well, I'm trying to get ahead.
Why not?
Yeah, but either of us can hear. I've got a delayed internet.
I don't know, but still.
I'm trying to fix the damn lake.
The so-called fire triangle outlines what is needed to start and maintain fire, which is heat, fuel, and oxygen. Remove one, no fire. But I'm sure
Yay.
You could get rid of PETA and it would still be hot.
It's something.
Here we have one show down, 14,312 to go.
Ugh. I hate these.
And I'll throw some extra roses at you for a right answer. Put these Broadway musicals in order of longest.
Wait, maybe I don't.
Yeah, you might actually win.
Fuck you.
Longest to shortest.
Grease, Spamalot, Spamalot, Rent, Grease, Rent, Spamalot, Grease, or Grease, Rent, Spamalot.
Maybe.
Player 2, watch the time.
2 seconds.
I may have got that wrong.
Player 1. Opening in 1996.
I got that wrong.
Ran for 12 years. Greece opened in 1972 and ran
Did
for
Did I get it wrong?
Years,
I think I got it wrong.
Spamalot opened in 2005 and had a 5-year run.
They don't know. Oh, yay!
None of these tops the musical Cats, which ran for 233
straight
years.
It throws you off.
Believe it true. Good for that.
Hmm?
Who is he going to do? The wrong one or the right one first?
Yeah.
Gary just screwed
it. Player 1 is in the books, and player 1 is ahead.
Wow.
And with a nice little wad of cash to boot.
I thought it
Remember,
would be
in round
the other
2,
way
the
around.
Question is worth double. And don't be
it's
afraid
not what I meant.
Screws. I know it's nice. Say hello to Chucky Balls.
Chucky Balls.
I just love Chuck E. Cheese. Especially those big ball pits with all the colorful balls.
Chuck E. Cheese and ball pits.
Kids jump around in. So tell me this. Imagine, just hypothetically, that each colored ball in a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit were a different
yeah.
When you dive in, which ball could you definitely not come into contact with? A ball that causes polio, a ball that causes herpes, a ball that causes rabies, or a ball that causes plague?
Ooh. Which isn't a virus? Polio, herpes, rabies, or plague? I probably got that wrong.
Players 1 and 3, Herpes, polio, and rabies.
We'll find out here in a minute.
Virus. Plague is caused by a bacteria, so none of those virus balls could give you plague.
Oh, yay.
Plague is spread by rodents.
Gary, have you given up?
Animatronic rodents like the ones you find at Chuck E. Cheese. Hey, anyone want to go to Chuck E. Cheese after the game?
No answer.
This one's known as Leafy Laughter. Imagine an episode of Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis being filmed with a set of two new freshly sprouted ferns. Based on the name for fern sprouts, what might be a better name for that episode? Between two saplings with Zach Galifianakis, between two pup shoots with Zach Galifianakis, between two fronds with Zach Galifianakis, or between two fiddleheads with Zach Galifianakis? Player two, clock's a ticking.
Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
Players one and three.
Have you just given up or something?
No, but I'm not. See, you guys went for the obvious answer and you lost.
Right?
Fiddlehead.
Are you just not selecting anything on purpose?
Yeah. I'm already in the hole. I don't want to go in the hole more.
Ah.
But.
Take a good look.
Where's the fun in that?
Okay, where's guys, the fun in continuing to lose? I don't know. We did that. We did on Would You Rather? I think we had a big discussion about that.
The next major Argo movie was Fargo. So there may have been a secret Argo embargo.
What?
Ergo, how long was the next Argo embargo between Fargo and Argo?
Boy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, son of a bitch. Take a guess. Do I feel like I guessed wrong?
Player two.
Whoa! Oh, that was.
I got it wrong. Yeah.
Players
see.
One and three.
Did we get it wrong?
Yep.
Yep.
One
we
right
got it wrong.
Coming up.
We all got it wrong.
17 years.
I don't. The question.
Ergo,
what?
Basically, he's saying how many years between Fargo and Argo were there?
Entire time. Cargo pants.
You mean the movies?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
I had known that. Would...
To be
anyway.
Not to be Arthur.
Be Arthur. That's a good one. There we go.
How about them Golden Girls, huh?
Old man, what the hell are you doing? Get away from the microphone.
But I need to ask a question.
Give me that. Listen to me, you stupid old man. Give it to me.
It's the old man again, by the way.
Ah, that's great. Because, you know, we can totally understand his questions when they show up on the screen.
Mm. All right. Just one question, and then you are out of here.
Okay, two questions, great.
One question.
All right, don't get your panties in a... whatever. I'm just... there's one thing, I'm trying to think of this lovely singing gentleman.
Lovely singing gentleman. He was friends with those Muppet puppets. He lived in Colorado. He talked to gods in all those movies. Died in a plane crash. I already know it.
Real god. Who the heck was that guy?
What?
Okay, was it Engelbert Humperdinck, Jim Croce, Harry?
Oh,
players one,
there.
Two, and three.
I got it now.
Yes, old man. It's perfect.
You didn't remember this?
I remember it now. Denver. Once I knew the answers, once I saw the answers, I was like, oh.
It, basically,
okay.
he was friends with
Why
the Muppet puppets, and he lived in Colorado.
Denver,
I knew exactly what it was.
What are you talking about? You just
maybe even before that.
Came to ask a question about him.
Well, that's great.
John Denver.
Never heard of him. Toodle-oo, boy.
Ah!
Hey, Gary's out of the hole. Aww.
Open wide for Menage a Treat. Who would not be invited?
I don't even
want to
know what this question is.
Vanilla Ice, Strawberry Shortcake, the band Sexual Chocolate, or Players 1, 2, and 3. Neapolitan ice cream consists of strawberry,
well, yes,
chocolate, and vanilla, but not lemon. So Liz Lemon would not be invited. Remember, approaching a threesome is just like eating ice cream. If you go at it too quickly, you might damage the roof of your mouth.
Right for the jack attack. That's just how quickly you can do it.
Step right up to the
jack. Alright, we're skipping this part.
Well, we know what it is. We just played it a second ago. We just need to know what the...
Peter P. Who's
watch this Peter P. Peter Pan, maybe? Ah. Oh, it's a Peter.
you just answered this one.
Got it. Yeah.
A peck of pickled peppers.
You're trying really hard.
Wow. Spider-Man.
Damn it.
You didn't read it right. So close, too.
Yeah.
There you go. Almond Joy Maker. Burger Time game.
I don't know.
I don't know that one either. Well, you tried.
Yeah.
Nursery rhyme wife keeper.
That was the one. It just showed up. Shit. Come on. It was the first one.
That's it.
That's it. That's the
game. I think you won again, Demon. No! I did!
Oh!
I pulled from behind!
Bask in the warm glow of your victory. I'd like to remind you of the importance of good sportsmanship.
I would have gotten that first, that last one, if I saw it right when it hit there, and I was like, shit, as soon as it passed, I was like, well, I know I got that one wrong. Yay! Right.
Let's play something that doesn't necessarily require hearing things and reflexes. Shall we?
Sure.
I'm going to switch over to Quiplash here. A little bit less talking in that.
French toast.
Oh, and might need to do some recrops, but that's okay. Here we go.
Hello.
And I'm switching. Bear with me here.
Oh, you're fine. I'm just typing in the I had a piece of paper and I realized I could probably write some tags, and that's what I did. And Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. La 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 la.
Hey, and I'm just fixing your things here so you look a little bit better. Here we go. Some things changed, so I had to make some adjustments here, but there we go. All right.
Game time.
Yeah, I had to go over to Quiplash here. The new game is Quiplash, and the room is Q-O-E-O.
Really?
What?
You just come in with different things every time.
Yes, why not? It's more fun that way.
Okay, right. Kill.
Herself. All right, starting game.
Quiplash. Quiplash.
Hey there, Schmitty's the name. Quiplash is the game.
And Schmitty, of course, is our host.
Got me out of jury duty. Let's get going.
Apparently, we got him out of jury duty.
Oh.
For round one. Two prompts will appear on your device, which you can answer in any clever or not clever way you want. Everyone will choose between your answer and someone else's and decide who wins. You'll score points based on the percentage of people.
If we did this in the future, we should see if we could get some more people to join us. I'm gonna grab a.
Let's take a look.
Drink.
Yeah,
don't
done.
Worry, I'm playing.
We're done.
The first prompt is the least scary horror movie, Night of the Blank. Okay, voting time. Pick your favorite.
Thought that said night at though, so I was thinking of it wrong.
Ah, well.
Next up,
doesn't matter
the
anyway.
The second thing set on the moon. Vote on your devices.
Cute.
That was a quid pro quo.
Most people know it as the Big Apple, but a lesser known nickname for New York is the Big Apple. It's voting time.
Yay!
Aww.
Flaming gay.
Round one is in the books. Let's see the scores.
Poor Gary.
Now round two, where all points and bonuses are doubled. The drama.
Thank you. There you go.
Okay, it's time for some quiplashing. First up, a good sign that your dog is really an a-hole. Okay, pick your favorite.
Whoa. What?
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Awkward.
Next one. A business or service that shouldn't have a drive-thru window.
Ain't no bleaching or taxi drive.
Yeah, I don't. I would much rather not do that. Drive-through window-wise.
Okay, yeah. Next one. The weirdest message your cat could write out to you in its litter box. It's voting time.
I think that ended up being an even round.
Keep and boots. That's all for round two. Fire up the scoreboard.
And I'm making keep the poops a hashtag. And I'm not putting anything else around it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The last lash. Tripled, and everyone gets the same one single prompt this time. Our prompt is the secret to a great marriage.
The secret to a great marriage.
We're ready. Vote now. You get 3 votes this round to spread out any way you like, or give them all to 1 answer.
Wow.
Nice. Seconds to apply your votes. You get 3 of them, remember, so split them how you want. You know, if we get like another podcast crossover or something and we're gonna play a game, I think we should play this.
Yeah.
Well, at least I got 1 vote. But that was too good.
Gary got 5. Wow.
I couldn't help it. It was perfect.
I didn't get any.
Any.
It's over. Let's take I did not get any. Scores. Oh, that's terrible. And Gary won! Yay!
All because of the last round.
Wow. Because of... Oh, what was your answer? Oh, the...
Keeping food and sex separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's... Well, maybe not. Depending on the person. I mean...
We've had a show on this, and supposedly we should have more.
Uncle Pete, yes. No, that would never work. But but
well,
speaking of which, he got smart with me last night on Facebook, so
Uh-oh.
Well, cuz I posted something and I think he was trying to be funny about it. So
Well, folks, we survived through some technical difficulties, and so the question is, do you want to do one more round of Quiplash, or should we call it here?
I think we should call it here. We have, but we're doing more, right? So
we're recording more today, so
yeah, we should call it here,
and also your video froze, so.
My video froze?
It froze on the stream, so right now I'm the only one that's moving as far as I can tell, so.
Well, that sucks.
So, folks, plenty of ways to contact us. Pop over to our website, clubsoutlaw.com. Find us on shoot us an email at clubsoutlaw@gmail.com. Hey, all those are like right there. What else is there? Facebook, Tumblr, BearUnderground.net, which I, by the way, I got my new Bear Underground t-shirt with the printed paw. It's kind of cool. And you can find me anywhere on the internet. It's Box Site, Box Puppy, Box Cup, Box something or other. David?
As I was saying throughout the episode, you can find me as TheaterCub79 on Bear Underground, Tumblr, HeftyNet. You can also find me as NomadCub79 or Pup_Umbra.
And I can be found...
And the stream ends for some reason. Anyways, Gary can be found anywhere he wants to be found on the internet as GareBear73. Say goodnight, everybody!